Sebaton's head pounded like he'd drunk too much Zvod and had woken to a particularly brutal hangover. He was unbound, slumped on a chair, head down. Wincing slightly but not moving to touch it, he could feel the contusion on the side of his head where something had hit him hard. No, not something, someone. The encounter in the warehouse came back to him in all its life-threatening glory. He should be dead right now, or at the mercy of a ritual knife. Instead, he was here, wherever here was. He listened, feigning unconsciousness and trying to get a sense of exactly what level of trouble he was in. Harsh machine noise surrounded him. At first he thought he might have been taken to a factorum, but if he was still in Ranos, that was unlikely, as from what he had seen, the city was effectively dead. A low background hum underneath the machine noise put him in mind of a generator, adding weight to a theory about the nature of his captors, if not their identity. Sebaton put together what he knew. Varte and the others were almost certainly dead. This meant he was alone. A legion faction, possibly more than one, was on Trioris. They had found the dig site and had sent scouts to hunt him down and take what he had exhumed from the catacombs. This meant they had some knowledge of what it was, or at the very least realized it was important enough to divert significant resources to obtain it. At least two others, enemies of the Word-Bearer sent to kill or capture him, had intervened, and he was now in their custody. What happened next depended on what else Sebaton could discover about his captor's motives. With that in mind, he stayed still and listened hard. Half-heard mutterings, the crackle and static of a vox feed, suggested an exchange between at least two people. As Sebaton tried to home in on the vox conversation and discern some meaning, two others started talking. Obviously standing much closer, their words were easy to understand.
"It doesn't look like much,"
said the first speaker, his tone rough with a slight growl adding to its bite. The voice was male and very deep.
"That traitor seemed to think he was worth the effort of killing,"
answered another. His voice had a resonance that was almost mechanical, as if revocalized and amplified through vox augmentation.
"And on that evidence, we should take him?" asked the first. "We have more urgent concerns."
"Agreed,"
said the second, before a third voice chimed in.
"I would like to know why the Word-Bearers want this man."
This one was older, rasping.
"He's more than he seems, and I don't think he's from Trioris either."
There was a pause, and Sebaton heard the dulcet whir of servos connected to a warrior's neck armor as he shook his head. Then the first said,
"We're wasting time. What does it matter if he's not a native?"
The third continued,
"Not sure, but the Word-Bearers want him, which means we should deny them that. As to their purpose, that I also mean to find out, and he is the answer."
The conversation paused again, but for longer this time. Sebaton felt his raw nerves bite and his heart trembled.
"You're fooling no one,"
the older one rasped in his ear. It was as if the speaker were standing right next to him, until Sebaton realized the words were spoken directly into his mind.
"You have uncovered no secrets. Your intent is as obvious to me as that costume you are wearing. Now, awake."
Sebaton opened his eyes, realizing any further attempts at subterfuge would likely only get him hurt or worse. His vision was blurred, probably from the concussion. He was staring at his feet and a grubby floor underfoot. When he tried to move, to lift his head and rub his eyes, he felt the press of cold metal against his skull.
"I know you know what this is,"
said the first voice, Sebaton catching the barest glimpse of dirty emerald green leg greaves,
"and what it can do. not tricks."
Sabaton nodded. The bolter was pressed so tightly to the side of his head that the muzzle would leave an angry red ring in his skin. He was inside, still in Ranos, as he'd suspected. He'd been taken from the warehouse, though. The air was musty and reeked of ink. It was a large room. It had to be to accommodate the heavy machinery hinted at in the shadows at its periphery. He noticed a sheaf of parchment on the floor, trapped beneath one leg of the chair where he was sitting, but couldn't read what was on it. Stacks of this parchment were piled up in three corners of the room. A printing press, then.
"May I raise my head?" he asked,
spreading his arms in a gesture of compliance. He still had his digital weapon. That was something. But the contents of the cloth bundle he had risked and lost four men's lives to obtain were no longer in his possession. His captors might have it, although he suspected not. If they were looking for it, then why bother to interrogate him? Why bother to pull him from the warehouse and bring him here? That gave Sabaton an advantage. He knew they wanted him alive. How long that situation lasted would likely depend on what he said and did next, and what they could find out. The pressure against the side of Sabaton's head eased as the gun was withdrawn. He looked up, gingerly touching the abrasion left behind. Three warriors surrounded him, two in front, another just visible in his peripheral vision around the side. One more waited further back, observing. They were huge, hulking men, clad in full metal armor that growled as they moved, with the gears and servos engineered into them. It was power armor. Sabaton had escaped one legionary, only to be caught by at least four others. Now his head was up, he got a good look at his closest aggressor. The legionary wore emerald green armor, tarnished by wear and battle damage. He also noticed rasping marks where the bearer had tried to shave off pieces of rust that had colonized at the edges. It was ornate, a battered antique now, with artistic flourishes wrought into the metal that seemed at odds with a warrior's war gear. He still had his helmet on. A cage of ivory fangs framed the jaw and snout. Behind the red retinal lenses, the warrior's eyes burned. A pelt, or perhaps a hide, hung raggedly from his shoulders. Even this had seen more than its fair share of battle. He was one of the 18th. A salamander. No wonder he looked rough. "How many of you are there?" Sabaton asked him without thinking. The salamander seized him by the chin. The edges of his gauntlets were warm and pinched Sabaton's flesh. "No questions will come from your mouth, only answers." Behind the oval eyepieces of his helmet, his eyes burned brighter as if reacting to his sudden anger. "Understand?" Sabaton nodded and was released. "Who are you?" the salamander asked, stepping back.
"Cairn Sabaton."
"And what is your purpose here?"
"Archaeology. I came to excavate relics."
"Alone?"
"No, I had a team."
Another of the three, armored in black, muttered,
"The pair of servitors Pergelen found."